John Stansfield from CleanStream. Welcome to Waiheke Radio.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, now, obviously, CleanStream are responsible for collecting all of the rubbish from our streets, but it's not just that, though, is it?
Oh, no, no, we're essentially a sustainability company. We do the rubbish because we need to, but what we're trying to do is to convert more of the rubbish into a resource and to do more reuse and also recycling when we can't reuse things. So we've done a couple of new initiatives down there. We've got a demolition yard down there. You can go and buy your doors and windows and timber, plumbing fittings and that kind of stuff. All of that stuff was previously just going into a hole in the ground.
And bar stool, we've got a handy bar stool here in the station from down there. In fact, we've got a few things here in the station from the transfer station.
Yeah, no, we've got a thriving little shop down there with all manner of holiday goodies in it and household effects and appliances that have all been tested by an electrician and hand tools and things like that. Clothes, yeah, it's all there.
Is there good awareness of the shop and the fact that people can drop stuff off or pick up some goods there themselves?
Well, we're starting to get very good awareness amongst the shoplifting community. Had to chase a couple of shoplifters out of there on Friday with a great load of brass taps down their knickers. That was fairly interesting. But, you know, we have a steady stream of people through. I think, like all retail businesses, we're suffering a bit with an uncertain economy, but it's a good place to come and get a bargain.
It just goes to show, doesn't it? You'd think, I don't know, you'd think, oh, well, even thieves might have some kind of sense of social responsibility, but I guess not.
No, I think it dissolves in something called methamphetamine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now you've got this initiative going. You've got these postcards out and about. You're on Waiheke, so get your tops off. And for those people who haven't seen them, there's a male and female showing from waist to neck with no clothes on.
Yes, absolutely. Getting their tops off, that's what we're trying to promote. When people are putting out their recycling, one of the things, it seems like the most natural thing in the world, you rinse the milk bottle, then you put the top back on it and put it in the bag. Actually, what we really, really want you to do is to take the tops off, because we have 1,400 tonnes of recycling come through the plant a year. And we don't want to be taking the tops off all of that, because we've got to take the tops off each and every bottle in order to be able to put it through a press and process it. So the campaign is really, it's about getting your tops off, encouraging people to understand that recyclable materials need to be clean. We'd love to have your baked bean can, but we don't want the baked beans in it. We don't want you to make a special yogurt mixture for us in your milk bottle. Just give us a rinse, take the tops off, and get it in there for recycling.
And is that the same with all the, like, the soft drink bottles and all the rest of them?
Yep, the whole lot, yeah. Just the tops can go in the bag. We can send the tops off for remanufacture and recycling, but just if you've got the tops off them, it's the whole process is going to run a whole lot more smoothly.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, but you are still recycling those blue tops and all the red off the Coca-Cola and all the rest of them?
Oh, we've got some really exciting products that we can make out of those. Actually, we're working at the moment on a fibre board. And in front of my office down there at CleanStream, there's a little raised bed garden. And the walls for that garden are made out of old supermarket shopping bags, bottle tops, toothpaste tubes, dirty coffee cups, leftover biscuit wrappers, all stuff that's otherwise going to landfill. And so we're developing a process that turns that into a reusable fibre board that you can use in compost bins and raised bed gardens and the like.
And are you doing that on site down there?
No, we've got a factory in Takapuna who are running the lab tests for us. It's all been done at a lab stage at the moment. When we've secured the contract and we've got long-term access to the waste stream, then we'll invest in the factory. But that will cost us many, many hundreds of thousands. So we can't do that until we've got the contract sorted out.
And I suppose that whole contracting thing and the fact that, you know, people will be aware, I presume, that of all of the ins and outs of the whole setup going out for tender and the wheelie bin thing and all the rest of it, that must make that kind of investment much more tenuous for you.
Oh, it certainly does. We had a 7-year contract, but we're currently on a 12-month one. And that meant, for instance, that when we came to retool in our compaction area, we couldn't buy an automatic baler because we simply couldn't invest that much on a 12-month contract, so we had to buy a manual baler. which is biting us in the bum at the moment because recycling prices have dropped through the floor and we're losing money on cardboard, which I don't like at all.
Yeah, so where does everything stand with this whole tender process and the changes to the waste management on the island?
Well, council officers and doubtless consultants will be deciding what it is that Waihikians need.
Yeah, but wasn't that one of Banks's promises? You're going to get rid of the consultants?
Yeah, well, fair chance. And they'll then put the matter out to tender. Tenders were due to come out mid-December, but no sign of them yet. And I understand that will be a tender for a wheelie bin service or a mixed wheelie bin and bag service or a bag service. We will be addressing each of those tenders, but what we'll also do is we'll call a good old-style Waiheke meeting in the Ostend Hall, and we'll have a discussion and a workshop with Waiheke about what it is Waiheke actually wants, and we'll put in a tender based on that as well.
What, you mean actually have some community input into what happens on the island?
I know, it's a shocking notion, isn't it? We'll have democracy next if we're not careful.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. I mean, from time to time, you can kind of see what's behind Noble Angelo's crusade, can't you? Because some of the things that come through are just simply astounding.
Oh, look, the relationship between Waiheke and Auckland City is very poor. And I think that was most evidenced at the Royal Commission hearings last year. And I'm very much looking forward to what the Royal Commission has got to say about the issue of local autonomy when they report in March. And I'm rather hoping that they say we ought to have a bit more of it.
Mm. I suppose what we're suffering from at the moment is, you know, we had this big change, I suppose, in the 90s and the early part of this century where, you know, we had to move towards this business model in local government. So it wasn't enough simply to be kind of community-minded. Everything had to be run on this particular model, and that's where all this tendering process came. And it's been at the cost of, you know, community-based initiatives like Cleanstream and the Waste Resource Trust.
Yeah, well, it's not even really how businesses run, you know, in most of the world. It's how, you know, white men in suits determine businesses run in Boston. That's the kind of the ideology that's been pushed. Certainly not how businesses run in Asia. And there's a notion, you know, fundamental philosophical underpinnings is that by closing your eyes and working at arm's length with a multitude of players, you will get a better deal than if you work closely and collaborate with someone you trust. Now, I don't know too many business people who actually believe that.
Yeah. All right, so let's get back to these postcards. The models on the postcards, are these people who work at the transfer station?
Tragically not. No. I'm sworn to secrecy over the models, so I'm very grateful to them too.
But you've picked out a couple of very attractive specimens there.
They are. They're rather wonderful. And good on them too, and thank them for being so brave. We've printed off a couple of thousand of these postcards, and they're all over the cafes throughout Waiheke, and there's some here at the radio station, and of course at the transfer station and the Waste Resource Trust, and they're free and they're fun, and they're to promote a bit of discussion and debate on how we do recycling, and hopefully we'll see more bags coming in with the tops off.
Excellent. Thanks, John. That's John Stansfield from Cleanstream, running all of our waste management here on Waiheke Island and doing a damn good job of it, really.
Thank you very much, Chris.